Welcome to this podcast produced by the International News Safety Institute.
My work has always been covering what I call the legacy of war, which is looking at the long-term impact of conflicts. But most specifically, in the last 6 months, it's been the refugee crisis through Europe, but also, and mainly, most importantly, in the Middle East. My work comes from building up a relationship with people. For me, that's where I get a story, is by spending time, sometimes weeks, with people to get to know them before I feel it's even time to take a photograph. In the past, spent weeks with people before I've taken a single image. But obviously what that means is you do build up a relationship with the people that you're documenting. So they're friends, you know, they're people that you care about. Obviously when you leave, when you head back to London and you know you've left them in the situation they were in, and I'm often focusing on the most vulnerable people, there's a guilt, I guess, and there's a sense of wishing you could do more. I was describing to somebody the other day, it's a bit like every story is like a little scar on my brain, and there's only a certain amount of those scars you can take. And that's why a lot of the people I go back and revisit and keep telling their story, and again building up that relationship. I think it's important for the sense of continuity and being able to show how time goes, but it's also because, you know, I can't sustain building up that many more relationships. Well, you know, I mean, I was a fashion photographer for 10 years and I mean, I became a photographer because I wanted to be a documentary photographer. But I kind of got caught up in that, and I was in my early 20s, and it was kind of exciting, and I don't regret doing that, but I always wanted to do something more with my photography. And I actually gave it up and became a care worker. And it was in my role as a care worker that I realized I could use my photography to act as an advocate for the people I was working with, and to kind of help give them, not to give them voice, because they already had their voice, but for making sure that people heard what they were saying. So really, it was a weird combination of being a fashion photographer and a care worker that came together to produce the work that I do now. Obviously, it was a hugely traumatic event. You know, in the space of seconds, I suddenly became a triple amputee. And you know, for me, one of the hardest things in my recovery was suddenly being perceived as disabled by other people. And so I always say that, you know, the hardest thing to deal with was how other people perceived me. So that was a really big struggle, but I also saw it as an opportunity. You know, quite quickly, I made a very conscious decision that I wouldn't focus on the things I couldn't do, but I would focus on the things I could do. And one of the things I knew I could do was have a better empathy and a better connection with people than I'd ever had before. Because even though I kind of always felt I was there to do things for the right reason, I was there to tell these people stories because I thought it was important, there's always a gap between, you know, me, who's just flown in from London, and somebody living in South Sudan who's been injured in the conflict. But now there's a common bond. There's something that people see in me that they think, well, this guy's gone through something similar. And my picture's a lot less in focus. I've got one hand, so that kind of, the focus has gone out the window. I always say I was probably the best photographer to lose his legs, because I was always kind of lazy. I never ran around, I never kind of jumped and did all those exciting things. So, you know, I always tried to spend my time reflecting on a situation, try and step back slightly and see what was going on. I've realized that I have to do that even more now, because I can't run, I can't move around like other photographers do. But again, I think that's actually become something that I use to my advantage. I think a lot of creativity comes out of restriction. People always say to me, what's the most, you know, what's the photograph that I've seen that you found most upsetting to do, or what's the hardest image to create? And I always say that the photographs that upset me the most are the ones you've never seen. They're the photographs that I take where I meet somebody and I try and tell their story, and I don't take a photograph that's good enough to get published. And those are the ones that really haunt me, because I always feel I've let that person down. If a photograph is published, if a story is published, I feel like at least I've done my job. And that's really what keeps me sane. It's like a surgeon. It's like anybody working in something that's quite difficult and horrific. You have to focus on your job. And, you know, for me, I get so upset. I get very emotionally connected with the people I'm photographing, but also the issues, and I get very angry about them. But the only way I know how to take action is through my work. My outlet is actually working harder and focusing more on that work. And that is, you know, where I find my energy, but also where I find my respite from the demons, really. We're all here to do a job, and you know, sometimes I wish I was a politician, I wish I was a doctor, I wish I had the finances. I tell stories. Anybody working in that field, that's what we do, and we have to always focus on it. You know, you wouldn't expect a surgeon to cry every time he cuts somebody open to do his job. And we're the same, we have to do our job. But at the same time, I think it's a lot of bullshit, all this idea of as journalists we're supposed to be impervious, we're not supposed to talk about our feelings. Be human. You know, there's nothing wrong with crying. I cry every time I'm working. I get very upset about it. I, you know, wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes after I've met people, upset. fine, it's natural. And I think one of the worst bits of advice you can get is when people tell you you shouldn't be like that. You know, be human.
This podcast was produced by the International News Safety Institute. For more information on INSEE, please go to www.newssafety.org.